Penguin Random House presents A Mask of Shadows by Oscar de Muriel. Read by Andy Secombe.
Author's note. The real lives of Bram Stoker, Sir Henry Irving and Dame Ellen Terry, the darlings of Victorian theatre, were far more intriguing and complex than any of their plays. As I will detail in my final note, nearly all the backstories, love affairs, family disputes and ongoing tribulations mentioned in this book, no matter how anachronistic they might seem, are historical fact and an irresistible treat for the crime writer.
Overture. Banquo. The earth hath bubbles, as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished? Macbeth. Into the air. And what seemed corporeal melted, as breath into the wind. Bram Stoker's Journal, 1889. Fragment filed by Inspector Ian P. Frey. 30th of June, London. Lyceum Theatre is still in turmoil. Nobody can tell for certain what happened last night, and there is little I can deduce from the morbid accounts. Mrs. Harwood is still a wreck, and Irving will not tell me much. The police arrived timely, but refused to investigate any further. The officers told us we were all insane, and left without even looking at the desecrated set. Irving had to snarl, curse, and threaten before the cleaners agreed to mop up the ghastly mess. I will have to call Mr. Harker, as a matter of urgency, before we set off for Scotland.